Hello, this is Abraham Walker with Ask A Walker, your Northern Virginia real estate agent. Hopefully, this Facebook Live video will stay connected. I've been attempting to get this story out for the past week unsuccessfully. So I think this is it. We have a good Wi-Fi connection, and here we go. Gary Keller is the owner of and the founder of Keller Williams Realty International. It's the largest independently owned real estate company in the world at this very moment. And I became a team leader for a Keller Williams Realty office in 2014. Well, one of the things that I did was hey Jenny, I reached out to Gary Keller via email about this idea I had when I was a team leader, right? And to my surprise, he responded to my email. So fast forward, maybe 6 months later, I was in Austin, Texas, and while I was in Austin, Texas, I was attending a training class for my team leader role, and the team leader role with Keller Williams. The team leader is someone who runs a Keller Williams Realty franchise, and the team leader role requires a lot of training, just to understand the company system, the franchise system, and so on and so forth. So that means that I took a lot of trips to Austin, Texas. On this trip to Austin, on my leg back home, so from Austin to Alexandria, Virginia, where I'm stationed out of at this time. Gary Keller was on the same flight as me. And while we were, I was in coach, Gary Keller was in first class, which makes sense because he's a billionaire. And I said to myself, I was like, oh my God, that's Gary Keller in the front of the plane. I say, man, I hope I get to meet him because I was in coach. And so if you know anything about flying, you know that people in first class usually get on the plane whenever they want. And then they also get off the plane so early that you rarely see them when you get back from a coach area. So while I was exiting the plane, it was a layover in Atlanta. Gary Keller was actually standing outside of the plane, waiting to go back in because his son, who was traveling with him, he was traveling with the whole family. I think they were going on a family vacation. They were waiting because his son actually forgot something on the plane. And so I went up to Gary. I said, hey, Gary, my name is Abraham Walker. I'm a team leader at the Keller Williams office in Alexandria, Virginia. It's a pleasure to meet you. And he was like, oh, Abraham, well, thank you so much for coming up to me. Thanks for saying hello. I was like, oh, well, you're welcome. And so then I took a selfie with him, of course. And when I was turning away, he said two things to me. He said, Abraham, he said, I just want to let you know that I appreciate you taking time away from your family to come and see, to come to a training class, for to run your office better. He said, I appreciate your sacrifice. And that was that. And I was like, oh my, no, well, thanks. Thanks, Gary. I appreciate the opportunity. So forward, so far, so on. Then when I was turning away, he said, Abraham, why didn't you come see me at my office? And I said, what are you talking about? He said, well, you were in Austin. You were at this training down the hall from my office, but you didn't come say hello. And I said, say hello, Gary. Why would I say hello to you? I mean, you're Gary Keller. He's like, yeah. He said, next time you're in Austin, say hello. I said, cool. I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna say hello next time I'm in Austin. He said, okay, cool. And then we parted ways. So, like I said, with the team leader role, you do a lot of training, and a lot of that training takes place at our corporate headquarters, which is in Austin, Texas. Austin, Texas is also where Gary Keller lives and where he started Keller Williams Realty International. So, fast forward 5, 6 months later, I'm back in Austin. It's probably 3 months because I was doing a lot of traveling at that time. So, 3 months later, I'm back in Austin. This was maybe a month before family reunion, and I'm in Austin. And so accompanying me to this trip was my MCA, which is a market center administrator who does the who's essentially like the team leader's partner in crime, right? They run the office together, the market center administrator and the team leader. And so it was my MCA, who at the time was Janelle, and my operating principal, who's the individual who owns the company, the franchise, which is Dan Rochon. So it's myself, Dan, and Janelle at this new training. I think we were taking Market Center Financials with Mike Bastian, who's a beast of a trainer. Anyway, so we're at this training, and I think it was Franchise Systems Operations, so FSO. Anyway, that doesn't matter to the people who don't know anything about Keller Williams. So we're at this training, and as soon as I land, and the training is like 3 or 4 days. As soon as I land, I send Gary an email, say, "Hey, Gary, I'm in town." To which he responds a day later. And so I thought he didn't get my email, and I was like, oh, of course he wouldn't have responded. I mean, maybe he was just joking. So then he responds the next day. He says, "Hey, Abraham, you would reach out to me when I'm preparing for family reunion. But I said you can come, so you can come tomorrow at 4. And I said, "Oh my goodness, this is serious." And my training wasn't going to be over until maybe like 5 or 6 o'clock that day. But I said, the hell with the training. I mean, we're going to go meet Gary Keller. So, I was on that trip with my OP and my MCA, and I thought it would be a cool idea to bring them with me to go see Gary Keller. Cause no one likes a leader who gets a invitation to something and they don't bring other people with them. Right. And so I asked my MCA and my OP if they wanted to come along with me, tag along with me. And they said, yes, of course. I said, cool, let's go. And so what you may not know, but I think you're on Facebook, so you know this. I am a black man. I have brown skin and I wear hats everywhere. So I'm pretty noticeable almost everywhere I go. My MCA and my OP, not so much, right? So what I did was I thought, you know, I'd be slick and I would just let them walk into the room first and then Gary would be cut off guard and, you know, he wouldn't say anything, right? So it worked. So we left the training class early. We went to his office and his office is this huge, there's this huge door with like this eye that they can see outside the door so they don't have to let anybody disturb Gary Keller. And so we knock on the door, or I think we buzzed the eye, and then they said, you know, who is it? And I said, it's Abraham Walker. I have an appointment with Gary Keller. And they said, okay, he's expecting you. Come on in. So they buzzed me in. And as soon as you walk into Gary Keller's office, it's actually like a receptionist area. And this is what's really interesting is that the office is only for him. And it's a huge space. I would say it's probably like 2,500 to 3,000 square feet of office space for one individual. So there's a receptionist area with a sitting room. We buzzed in and she said, you know, he's expecting you can go walk in. So we walk in and then I tell my MCA and OP, I say, hey, you walk in first and I'll walk in afterwards because, you know, I think he's seen me before and I don't know if you remember me, but it would be much better for, you know, I want all of us to take part in this this little experience. So they walk in and Gary is sitting down. So Gary has, I guess like an 8-seater. If you think I'm going to try to describe this, this is not accurate, but he has like an 8-seater, table. If you think of like a dining room table, that's to the left of the office as soon as you walk in. And that table has a 72-inch projection screen, or maybe it's a flat screen TV that they can either use a computer on or project something on. And then along the wall, on the left side of the wall, is a library. And the ceiling is probably like 14 feet high. And so the library goes from floor to ceiling library, wood, mahogany, or wood, it's wood. And there's like old books, old Bibles, collector's items, right? Like the stuff that you would imagine that you would see in someone who's worth $1 billion, right? It's a lot of space too. There's a sofa in the office. There's like maybe 20 guitars, to the left. To the right hand side, and then there's his desk at the very back of the office, right? And so when I walk in, we walk in, it's Gary Keller, Jay Papasan, and there's an assistant. I don't remember the assistant name, but this person was assisting them, Yeah, so they so we walk in, and Gary is like, "Oh, so you brought the whole crew?" And I was like, "Oh yeah, you know, this is my OP." And I introduced Gary to everyone else because he was expecting me, and I brought people along, and I didn't even ask him if they could come. I just figured that he would just tell us if they couldn't come. So we walk in, and then Gary. Okay, so before I finish this part, I'll tell you this other story. There's a myth in our company about interactions with Gary Keller, and this is the myth. The myth is that in the old days, when Gary Keller was much more just like a normal person and less protected from all of the normal people. People used to ask Gary Keller if they can come shadow him. So that's a common thing for real estate agents to shadow more higher producing professionals. And so what shadowing is where you go and you just pretty much like a fly on a wall, you go and watch somebody work, right? It's when I describe it like that, it sounds weird, but what it is people don't believe that top producing people, millionaires, billionaires, whoever, top performing people, they don't believe that they do the same stuff that normal people do. They either think they have a special phone, they either think they have a special computer, they have special chairs, special office equipment, all this stuff, right? So people all across the world are asking people, "Hey, can I watch you work?" And so this is that shadowing. So the myth is that people used to ask Gary Keller, "Hey, could I watch you, you know, do your morning routine?" And Gary Keller would say yes. And what would happen is you would walk into his office. He would say, "Thank you so much for coming." And then he wouldn't speak to you. He would just tell you to sit down. And that's it. He would just tell you to sit down. And then he would make his phone calls. He would do his follow-up phone calls. And he would do all his day-to-day work while you're watching. And he wouldn't speak to you the entire time. Then, maybe after 3 or 4 hours of you just watching him, he would look at you and he would say, "What did you expect? Did you expect some type of magic? Like, are you impressed by this? This is nothing. You could do the same thing, right?" And so his goal, from my perspective, was to show you that to get to his level of success doesn't take something special. It's nothing special. All it is just repetition. You just got to put the reps in, right? You have to embrace the boredom. So fast forward to our meeting with Gary Keller. We walk in, my OP, my MCA walks in first, right? And then I walk in, and Gary doesn't, he doesn't get up, right? And so this is the weird part. He doesn't really like shake our hands. He just says, "Oh, you bought the whole crew." And we said, "Yeah, this." And then I introduce everybody. And then he said, "Cool." And then he said, "Sit down." And he pointed to his sofa that's right next to where he was working. And so we sit down, and for maybe an hour and a half, him, Jay Papasan, and this assistant just work right in front of us. It was weird to watch because it almost felt like a human zoo where you were intruding on someone's privacy. And they didn't even care. They must do this often. So we're watching them, right? And there's some parts in the conversation, because I think that they were working on that time, they were working on family reunion slides for, I think it was 2015 or 2016. And this is when they were really just starting to introduce the Millionaire Real Estate Agent 2 model. And also, what does it look like to have expansion agents? Like, what would that org chart look like? So that's what they were reviewing at this time when we were in the office. And so there were parts that Gary Keller, who was a great host, he would look at us and he would say, "So what do you think about that?" And I would say, I think I was still shocked. I was taking pictures and just like taking mental notes of things that were in the room. So I wasn't really present at that time. But my OP kind of responded to some stuff, and my MCA, who was Janelle, she didn't really understand who he was. She heard myths about him, and you know, it was just if you. When you know someone is worth a lot of money, you have expectations, and the entire time you're meeting with them, you're really attempting to see if your expectations meet reality, right? So that's what those first few minutes are like. So they're working, right, for like an hour, hour and a half, maybe 2 hours. And then like while we're listening to them, we find out that they had been working for like 9 hours straight. And Jay Papasan looked at Gary Keller and he said, Gary, I gotta go home. And Gary said, oh, okay, all right, we can call it a day. We can call it a day. And after Jay got Gary to admit that it's time to go home, Gary turned his chair around slowly, which his chair was a beast of a chair too. It was a sexy chair. I looked them up online. I wanted to take pictures of the model, but I didn't know what model it was. Anyway, but it was a sweet, sweet chair. I actually have a chair similar to his chair after that event. I was like, they make chairs like that? I want to. Maybe it's the chair that has this man making this much money. Anyway, so he Jay Pavazan asks him to end the session. Gary says, okay, great, we can start back tomorrow. And then he turns around slowly and he looks at us and he said, what did you think the founder of the largest real estate company in the world would be doing right now? Playing golf? Oh, that was so beautiful. It was just a beautiful moment, because here he was, a billionaire, staying true to the myths that people are passing around about him. The things that you believe that make this man a legend are so true, right? This guy was working like an 8, 9 hour day, and he wasn't pussyfooting, he wasn't lollygagging, he was doing his one thing, right? And so Gary Keller's one thing now is writing books and speaking at our company events, right? And so this is him doing that activity and just showing us, right, that the example I got from this, the lesson I got from this is that, hey, as a producing, as a member of the Keller Williams ecosystem, right? What am I supposed to be doing on a daily basis to ensure that, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, 30 years from now, that I too can be someone that people feel they could shadow, and I'm doing something that I love, right? Because if you think about the life of a real estate agent, at the very beginning of our careers, we are doing activities that aren't necessarily things that we don't love, right? There's very few parts of the job that we love, and we are constantly searching for finding a way to get to the thing that we thought we liked in real estate. It's not until you become a real estate agent or you come into the real estate industry that you realize that there's a whole bunch of other stuff that goes with it that you didn't really know about, right? And it's too late once you've already either stopped working other gigs or you've turn down other business ventures, you're just all in, right? And so that's the life of a real estate agent. Okay, so where are we right now? How many minutes is it? I'm doing this Facebook live video thing, and I can't tell how many minutes I'm into it. You know what? I have two more stories from the same event, because we were with Gary Keller for, I think it was like 3 to 4 hours, right? At least that's how I imagine it, right? Okay, so you know what? Forget it. We're gonna go straight into the next part of the story, which is okay. So Jay and Gary and the assistant are wrapping up everything, right? And I was afraid that Gary was gonna kick us out now, because it was at the end of the day, right? And this guy is a billionaire. I want you to get that through your head. This guy is a billionaire meeting with thousandaires, right? Hundredaires, right? It's a humbling experience, right? Because in your mind, you are, as far as the business, the people that are business owners are going to understand this, right? If you work a 9 to 5, not so much, right? Because if you work a 9 to 5, your goal is probably to save up money and to, pay off your debt and, and retire whatever you're doing, right? But when, oh, thanks, Matt. Okay, 18 minutes. Okay, fine. This is going to be a long podcast. But when you're a business owner, you're constantly thinking about, like, when are you going to get to that level, right? The 1% of your industry. And what Gary was modeling was that if you, even when you get to the 1% of your industry, that you are still responsible to give back to those who are coming behind you, right? And so Gary met with us, and this is them ending their meeting, right? So they're ending their meeting, and I brought a bunch of books with me to get signed by Gary Keller. And it just so happened that Jay Papasan was with us. So I was like, oh, Jay is going to sign the books too. And so I had the Millionaire Real Estate Agent with me, and I also had The One Thing with me. And yeah, so they signed the books. I tried to get Jay Papasan to sign this other book that wasn't them, because I had this cool idea about getting several successful people to sign a certain type of book. But Jay was like, "I'm not going to sign somebody else's book." I said, "Cool, Jay, that's fine." Jay was still a nice guy. He signed a lot of books. Gary signed a lot of books too. So Jay's leaving the room. He says bye to us. The assistant leaves the room. They say bye to us. And then Gary just rolls his chair over and he was like, "How are y'all doing?" And I was like, we were like, "Oh, we're fine, Gary. I mean, this is amazing. Thanks so much for meeting with us." And he said, "Yeah, I said I was meeting with you." I said, "Yeah, I know you said it, but people say things all the time, and I'm just surprised that you met with us." He said, "Cool." And he said, "So what's going on?" And so we talked about, he said, "So what are your roles?" And so I said, "I'm the team leader." And then my OP said he's the OP. And then my MCA said he's the MCA. Since we're at the 18-minute mark, I'm just going to go over what those roles are one more time. Right. So the team leader of the Keller Williams office is someone who runs the Keller Williams office. A Keller Williams office is a franchise, right? So I was the team leader at that time. The MCA is like the partner in crime, the person that works in conjunction with the team leader to run a successful office. Then the OP, which is called the MCA is actually a market center administrator. And then the OP is called the operating principal. That's the individual who owns the market center. Not 100%. They own a minimum, I think it's 20%, unless you have multiple market centers. Then that stuff doesn't matter to most people. But anyway, so those are the three people. We go over our roles. And then Gary says, "Cool. Excellent." And so he said, so what's going on?" And I said, "Well, I have a few questions for you, Gary. I can't prepare with questions. And if you know anything about me, since if you're watching this, then you know me from Facebook. You know my Facebook is a little bit different. Well, I just want you to know that that's how I show up in real life too." So my first question to Gary was, "Gary, I don't understand why you went to all those events. Like in the old days, you used to go to a lot of events. Now you don't go to many events at all. So I know that you used to speak a lot. Why did you go to events?" He said, "Oh, it was very simple, Abraham." He said, "In the old days, no one knew who I was. No one knew who Keller Williams was. So what I did was I would go to all the real estate conferences and I would ask them, I would say, well, hey, at that time he had the largest office in Austin, Texas, right? So that was his clout at that time. But on a national level, nobody cares about somebody that's running one city. They care about people that are going doing it in multiple locations. So he would go to these events, right? So think of the events at that time. I don't know what they were called at that time because it was such a long time ago. But real estate agents used to meet somewhere. At those events, Gary would ask to get on stage and he would say, "Hey, can you put me on? Do you have any slots open for me to go on next to somebody else?" And they would say, "Okay, Gary, we'll put you on this for sale by owner slot." And so Gary, what Gary would do is he would go on the slot and he would be Gary Keller on stage, right? And what that means is if you don't know Gary Keller is a student of real estate, and he knows his scripts, he knows the roles, he knows he like he's a he's a if you think about like chess, like he's like a grandmaster of chess for real estate, right? And so what Gary Keller was banking on was that the other people that are on stage would not know their stuff. And he knew that if they just gave him a minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, that he would impress whoever was in the audience. And he didn't need to be a he didn't need a commercial because he was the commercial. And so he would go on stage and he would do his little spiel. And then when he would go off the stage, people would go up to him and say, "Who are you?" And he was like, "Well, I'm Gary Keller with Keller Williams Realty International." And they were like, "That what you're talking about is unheard of, right?" Because if you think about it, Gary Keller essentially bought to the mass market the real estate team model, right? Or even running your business with standard operating procedures. Like he commercialized that idea. And people would come up to him. And so he said, so now we're back in the meeting. And he said, "Abraham, I knew that since I knew my scripts better than anyone else," he said, actually, "I know all of the team leader scripts." He says, "I know all of the," and then if you can imagine, we are positioned on a sofa, right? And so me and my OP are on one part of the sofa, and then Janelle, my MCA, she's actually sitting in an armchair, right? And so he's pointing at us right now. He says, I know all the real estate agent scripts. I know FSBO scripts. I know expired scripts. And then he starts to point at us. And then he points at me. He says, I know all of the team leader scripts. And then he points at my OP and he says, I know all of the OP scripts. And then he points at my MCA and he says, I know all of the MCA scripts. And then he looks at us and he pauses. It's a very dramatic pause. And he says, Abraham, I am the real estate agent. Now, if you weren't there, you didn't have the same feeling when he said that, right? Like just now telling the story, I got the hairs on my arm just stood up. So this is what I got from him saying, I am the real estate agent. He's trying to say that, this is my interpretation of what he's saying, is that when you embody something to where like it's everything you think about, is everything that you know, it's that you just yearn for every piece of it, right? Like you just become consumed with it, you're obsessed with it, that you can actually become that thing, right? That version of it. And it was just an amazing moment, right? Because it really helped me. It helped me to see how much growth I have in the industry, right? Because I got to be honest with you, you know, before I joined Keller Williams, and before I became a team leader, I really just thought real estate agents were just like people that just slung houses, right? It wasn't until that meeting, right, that I realized that there's so many levels to being a real estate agent, and there's so much growth and development that one could obtain in the real estate industry, right? You don't just have to be a real estate agent, right? There's so many pieces of it that you can kind of fall in love with, and that's what I took away from that part, right? So that's the second story. We have one more story, believe it or not. I still can't tell how long I've been on this session, but I will assume since the last session timer was at 18:20, so I would say maybe I'm at maybe 25 minutes in, hopefully. Anyway, I'm having a good time, so I will continue with the last story. Okay, so 27 minutes. Thanks, Matt. Okay, so the last part of the story. Now you got to remember, if you follow me on Facebook, you'll notice that I do not ask the same questions that other people ask, because I figure they already asked them, and we don't need to cover those, right? So this is my question to Gary. My next question to Gary was, Gary, you seem like a smart person, and you're very successful. I don't know how successful you are, but it seems like people all over the world, you know, talk about you. Now, we have a family reunion, we have mega camp, we have a host of different training classes to go to. Gary, what training classes do you go to? And if you'd have saw his face, you'd have thought that I pissed him off, because he looked upset, and it's a valid question, right? And this is why this is a valid question. And this is why I believe that the question had to be asked, because oftentimes you hear people who are very successful talk about getting to where they are, right? But you don't hear about how they maintain, right? And this was really more like a maintenance question, right? Like, how do you maintain greatness? Like, how do you maintain your edge? Like, how do you stay on top, right? It's one thing to get on top, but it's another thing to stay on top. And it seems like from Gary Keller's perspective, right? From me looking at Gary Keller from the outside looking in, the guy is still like sharp as far as the real estate industry is concerned. And so he looked at me and he's like, what do you mean? Like, you talking about going to events? And I said, yes. Like, you know, like what mega camp do you attend, or what family reunion do you attend? So for the individuals who are not Keller Williams or Kellerized, Mega Camp and Family Reunion are events that are hosted by Keller Williams International. A lot of them are put on about MAPS, which is a coaching arm of Keller Williams. And so Gary Keller speaks at both of these events, right? And this is really the only time you really see him other than going to training classes at Keller Williams International in Austin, Texas, right? Because he doesn't leave Austin except for family events, nothing work-related from my understanding. So I'm asking him, since agents go to these other trainings, right? I'm a team leader. I'm at a training in Austin, right? So where does Gary Keller go to trainings? I mean, that's a good question, I think. So then he looks at me, and he has this frustrated look on me, as if it's almost like the way he looked at me, if I was to describe it, it's kind of like, think about it. If you're with a friend and your friend told you something very important, and then you ask your friend about that important thing, maybe later on in the conversation, and they look at you as if, were you not paying attention? Right? Like, are you lost? So he looked at me like that. And he said, well, Abraham, I don't go to any training classes. I said, so what, I don't know what you do. He said, look around my office. And so I look around. I said, yeah. He said, what do you see? I said, books. He said, yes, Abraham. He said, what I do, Abraham, now is I study the greats. And I said, what? I don't know what that means. And so then he went to his desk, right? So we're at the sofa in the front of the office, and his desk is at the back of the office, right? And so the office probably is about maybe 1,500 to 2,000 square feet, just the open space. So he goes to his office, he goes to by his desk, and he gets this old crummy bag. It's like a black bag, and it's stuffed, right? So he brings this black bag over, and he said, Abraham, what I do is I study the greats. And then he gets out the black bag, and he pulls out all of the contents of the black bag. And what's in the black bag is just a bunch of books. And he said, Abraham, here's who I'm studying right now. And I said, okay. And so he pulls out the books, and he says, you know, when I'm studying investing, I study the greats. And so who's the greatest investor that we know? And we all say Warren Buffett. And then he pulls out the book, and I think it was Warren Buffett at that time maybe had one or two books. And he pulls out the books, and there's a coffee table in front of the sofa. He takes the book, and he palms it in his hand, and then he slams it on a desk. Like, I don't know if you could hear that slam, but that he slammed the book on the desk like that. He said, yeah, so I study Warren Buffett because he is the best investor. Now, he said, if I wanted to study somebody on relationships, right, and if I wanted to get better at relationships or understanding people, Adam Grant right now had the book. Hold on. What is it called? Okay, yeah, Adam Grant has a book called Give and Take that was out at the moment. And he said, yeah, I study Adam Grant. And then he took the Adam Grant book and he slammed it on the table. And Gary Keller must have done this maybe 10 times, where he kept on going through these different individuals. He was really beating up this point, right? He wanted to make sure he hammered this point home that he didn't attend training classes, and he was essentially training himself. It was like he was self-studying. He was assessing where he was, and then he was developing himself. Now, this isn't to say that he doesn't have coaches. He did say that he still has coaches. This is about development, which is different than coaching. I think some people get coaching and development mixed up. Because a coach just really makes sure that you're on track. Development, personal development, is really about you learning a new skill, acquiring more proficiency in your given skill set. And so Gary Keller essentially was trying to convey that he goes to people who are dead or alive, right, who have already written books and who have studied on those concepts, who are masters in their field, and he studied the greats. And since he is aspiring to be a great himself, who else would he study from, right? And it makes sense, right? Because if you go to a conference, you don't know who's at the conference speaking. But you pick up a great book that's by somebody who's considered a great, then you're fine. Now, what did I take away from this? Well, I took away that the some of the concepts that are in Keller Williams, they call them the Y4Cs, two Ts. And they're like our, I forgot what this called. It's not the mission statement. It's a culture. I think it's the culture piece of Keller Williams. Anyway, a lot of those pieces came from the 7 Habits of Highly Effective People. And I said to myself, you know, if I'm going to really develop into the Abraham that I aspire to be, I should start studying the great, right? And Stephen Covey's book, The 7 Habits of Highly Effective People, is just a beautiful book. It's inspired so many people, and it just provides for a great outline. And that's what I've been essentially studying for the last, 2 or 3 years now, kind of since this particular event. So wrapping up, because this is a bit of a longer podcast, I guess you could say. There were three concepts that took away from the meeting with Gary Keller. The first was, well, really four concepts. So when I first met Gary, or when I first ran into him at the airport, even though Gary was a, at his status level, he still kind of looked me in the eyes when I was speaking to him at the airport. And also he acknowledged me as an individual, and he just kind of modeled what you would do when you yourself get to that level, right? So no one's beneath you. You're not above anybody. We're all just humans, right? So that was the first point. The second point is that he was working all day on his one thing, right? So even at that, his level of the game, if you want to stay on top, then there has to be some type of effort and energy that you have to exert on a regular basis, right? He looked at me and said, "What did you think I would be doing, right? You thought I was be playing golf. I'm not playing golf. I'm working. Just like you're going to be working when you go back home. Just like you work, I work, right?" The third thing is embodying what a real estate agent is. Like defining a real estate agent is very challenging because there's so many parts to it, right? And so instead of saying that I'm only focusing on this form of lead generation, or I'm only focusing on this form of marketing, or I'm only focusing on this aspect of real estate, appreciate real estate as a whole, and you'll see that there's a lot of opportunities for you. And the last thing that I took away from the session was that you don't have to go to a training event to get trained, right? You could go to your local library, you could order a book off of Amazon, and you could commit yourself to studying a great. The person doesn't have to be living, the person doesn't have to call you every week. There doesn't have to be a training manual. You could commit yourself to professional development by studying the great. And that is it for me. I'd love to hear your thoughts and comments about this little interaction with Mr. Gary Keller, a billionaire who spent maybe 3 or 4 hours with me in Austin, Texas. And it all started from an email. Let's see. Okay, so we have Jenny. I'm just going through answering any questions that may have been posed. Hi, Jenny. All right. Hey, Rachel. Thanks for listening. Matt, thanks for listening. Daniel said, "Shadowing is great. I have shadow top agents." Yes, so Daniel's showing you that people shadow people. Another quick story on shadowing. Oh, you know what? I'll put that in another video. When I shadowed Adam, what's his name? Adam Hergenrother. Yeah, we went shadow Adam upstairs. Okay, Matt says, "You're a good storyteller." Thanks, Matt. Thanks. I hope to get better at this. And Chris Grant says, "This is awesome." Thanks, Chris. Matt also gave me the time update, and that's it. So good. Well, help, like I said, thanks so much for tuning in, and I will see you or speak to you on the next little session. Peace.